In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I want to tell you something. God is still on the throne. Oh, yes. Don't worry about politics. God is still on the throne. He hears and answers prayer. And just as long as my faith and your faith is intact, everything is going to come out okay. Everything. Everything. Don't worry about politics. God is sovereign. He is at the mast. He is there, steering the ship. I tell you, Jesus is there, steering the ship. And he has something for you today, and something for me today, through the reading of Mark's gospel. The church is preaching from Mark's gospel during these days, so I decided to do the same thing. I'm on the second chapter. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, that's where he lives, in Peter's house, after some days, it was reported that he was at home. His home was in Peter's house. So many gathered around that there was no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. Not even in front of the door. Why? And he was speaking the word to them. Speaking the word to them, the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Have you taken your Bible and read it lately? It's about faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me tell you now, this man is on a pallet that we're going to see, and Jesus heals him. We'll see that in a minute. What about you? What are you on today? Are you pity? You're on a pity pot? It's time to get off the pity pot, and it's time to look up and say, my salvation is at hand in Jesus Christ. It's time. It's not time to mourn. It's time to rejoice, because he's still on the throne and hears and answers prayer. And he was speaking the word to them. That's why it was so crowded. Then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. I tell you, these four people are friends. Your friend brings you to Jesus. That's what I know. I don't want any other friends but the friends that bring me to Jesus. I love it when people say, Father Tom, I saw you in the dark, and I started to pray for you, and I need those prayers. I said, you were hearing God. I was in need of prayer at that time. Just yesterday, I spoke with Father Matthew in Africa, and he's been sick, and I promised to celebrate the Mass for him yesterday, and he's feeling better today. God hears and answers prayer. Exactly. Exactly. Let's continue. He was carried by four of them, and when they could not bring him to Jesus, why? Because of the crowd. They couldn't get in the door. It should be like that in the church, that you can't get in the door, that you're so crowded that you've got to build an extension. And Jesus, when he could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. Nothing's going to stop these four men. They have this in their sight, that the only way this guy is going to be healed is through the power of Jesus Christ. So what do? They do the extraordinary. They do the extraordinary. They make a hole in the roof, and they let down the mat. I tell you, those are the kind of friends that I want. Friends that do things like this, that go the extra mile. When Jesus saw their faith, whose faith? The faith of the four men. When he saw their faith, not the faith of the paralytic. He had no faith. The faith of the four men. He said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It's blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Oh, but Jesus can forgive sins. Oh, yes. Have you gone to confession lately? Jesus can forgive sins. You say, "I've been away so long." Well, it's time to come back. Jesus forgives sins. We have confession every Saturday from 12 to 2 in our automobile. So, yes, come. You say, "I haven't been in a long time." It's time to break that routine and come now. At once Jesus perceived in his spirit what they were discussing, these questions among themselves. Only God can forgive sins. And he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up, take your mat, and walk'? But so that you may know, not think, but know, that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." So I want that to be my inscription in my life. We have never seen anything like this. God moving by the power of the Spirit. Oh, yes. If you have friends that don't lead you to Jesus, that lead you to sin, dump them. Dump them. They are not good for you. My friends need to lead me to Jesus. My friends need to pray for me when I'm down. My friends need to be for me always. Oh, yes. And I have an army of friends that listen to me. And God sometimes tells them, "You need to pray for Father Tom." And you know what? It's always right when they say, when God says that, because I'm going through something. We all go through things, I tell you. Just because I preach the Word of God doesn't mean I don't go through things. We all go through things. That's why we need each other to pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. These four men were friends of the paralytic. I want friends like that. Do you? Do you want friends like that? Of course. People that are going to bring you to Jesus. You say, "I haven't been to confession in years and years and years." Well, you know what? It's time to break that habit. It's time to go to confession. It's time to say to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, here I am. I come to do your will. Oh, Lord, here I am. I come to do your will." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Verse 13. Jesus went out again beside the sea. The whole crowd gathered around him. The whole crowd gathered around him. Why? Why? They want a touch. And he taught them. Again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. This is a Jew working for Rome, hated by the Jews. He saw Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to Levi, "Follow me." And Levi got up and followed Jesus. Jesus didn't despise him. Jesus saw a sinner needing grace, needing forgiveness. I tell you, we all need forgiveness. We all need grace. And it's through the blood of Jesus that we receive this grace and forgiveness. So what does it say in verse 15? As he sat at dinner in Levi's house, it's amazing. Levi's going to prepare a big dinner for Jesus, but he's going to invite all tax collectors and sinners. Oh, yes. As they sat with Jesus, Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to the disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" I tell you, Jesus has come to save that which is lost. And these people are lost. They're lost. And what is happening? Jesus is out to save the tax collectors and the sinners. So, yes, when Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." I tell you, we're all sick. We're all sick. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But there is a remedy. The remedy is Jesus and his blood. There is a remedy. The remedy is Jesus and his blood. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. I tell you, it's time for us to be under the cross, to understand the cross, that because of the cross and because of the blood, we are forgiven if we ask for forgiveness. Oh, yes, get to confession. Get absolution. Know that your sins are forgiven and that God wants to walk with you. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. I tell you, even the righteous are sinners, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The Pharisees thought because they knew the law and because they lived the law that they didn't need forgiveness. They were proud and arrogant. The worst thing to be is proud and arrogant. I know of a man who was saved 12 years ago, but he's never got any further than salvation. He's still a baby in the crib. And he says, "I'm saved." Please, please, if you're saved, let your face look like it and reach out to your people and to your friends. If you're saved, do something. Do something. Verse 18, now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, and people came and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast?" Well, let me tell you about Judaism. There was only one fast day called the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. But the Pharisees wanted to be pious, and they added two others every week, maybe Tuesday and Thursday. I don't know the dates, but two of the other every week. but your disciples do not fast. Jesus said to them, the wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? Who's the bridegroom? The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ. Who's the bride? The church and Israel. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them in the ascension, and then they will fast on that day. Listen to the next part. No one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Why? Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost. And so are the skins. One puts new wine in fresh wineskins. When I was a deacon, I gave a talk on this, and I've lost what it was about, and just recently I remembered it. The new wineskins is Mary. The new wine is the Holy Spirit. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. You can be the new wineskins. You can be the new wineskins if you surrender yourself to Jesus. And God will pour out his wine into you, his Holy Spirit. How the church is in need of the Holy Spirit. How Father Tom is in need of the Holy Spirit. I need it. I need him. I cannot do without him. I cannot do without the Holy Spirit. What about you? What about you? You need the Holy Spirit. And you need to be the new wineskins. And he needs to pour the new wine into the new wineskins. Oh, yes. How that is real for you, for me, and for all. Verse 23. One Sabbath he was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And what did they do with them? They ate them. The Pharisees said to Jesus, look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath day? And Jesus said to them, have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and he ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priests to eat, and he gave some to his companions. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. I tell you, you can get tricked into thinking I observe the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made, man was made for the Sabbath. That's right. We need a Sabbath rest. We need to take at least one day and do very little, if not anything, so that we can recharge our batteries. That one day for us is Sunday. But for the priest, that's when he's most busy. But not the priests at St. John's and St. Joseph. They're busy every day. They're busy every day. They're busy every day. But a day is necessary for us to take and just be. Be. Let's look now at Isaiah 40. And I'm looking at the third verse. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. That's John the Baptist, but that's you. Are you preparing the way of the Lord for people to hear about Jesus? Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up. Every depression shall be lifted up. And every mountain and hill made low. Every problem and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Oh, yes. And all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Oh, God, let your glory come upon us. Let your glory come upon your people. Oh, God, let your presence come upon us. Let your presence come upon your people. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You know, everything fades away. I once was young. God started this ministry when I was 37. Now we've been on radio for 37 years. Everything gets old, but not the message of the gospel. It is forever new. It is forever real. It is forever for people, for you and for me. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Get up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up and do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. Hallelujah. And what does he feed his flock with? The word of God, the Eucharist. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. You know what God wants to do? He wants to feed you with the word of God and with the Eucharist. He wants to gather the lambs in his arms, you gathered in his arms. He wants to carry you in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. This is what he wants to do, but he needs our permission. Oh, I need to be carried by the arms of Jesus and close to his bosom. I need to be like John the Beloved, who heard the heartbeat of Jesus as he was at the Last Supper. Oh, how we need to be held by Jesus Christ. How you need to be held by Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? Do you know that today? I know that. I know that I need to be held by the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Shepherd of souls and people, hide us in your bosom today. Take us close to your heart, for we are in need of your love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.